good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was a group called Krungbin. And that was off an album off the Dead Oceans record label. They have a new release called Con Todo El Mundo. And they're making some really, really cool soul and R&B type rock with mixed in with a little bit kind of a dub and psychedelic music. And once again, that's a group called Krungbin. It's quite hard to spell. I'm just getting a pronunciation correct as far as I know. But anyways, you could just check out the Dead Oceans record label and you can find out some more about this group. If you're not familiar, Dead Oceans is one of the branch labels off of the Secretly Canadian record label, which is also a large distribution company. They distribute a lot of different record labels. I do believe stuff like Merge Records and kind of these other branch labels are kind of run through Secretly Canadian, and it's part of like a big distribution hub. Anyway, Secretly Canadian is quite large. Anyways, Dead Oceans is kind of a branch label. It's more oriented towards kind of psych and I guess more kind of groove oriented stuff like you had just heard. Anyways, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight. Up next, we're going to hear something from the CKXU radio compilation, something called More Than Radio, which is a compilation I think they had for their fun drive recently. And if you're not familiar, CKXU is a campus radio station at the University of Lethbridge in southern Alberta, our sister station. You're going to hear something from a group called Postnamers, a track called Vows, and you could also check out this compilation if you like. Head to ckxu.bandcamp.com, and I think I have brought it up a number of times, but anyways, CKXU is my previous radio station that I had volunteered and worked at for years before I moved to Vancouver and became involved with CITR. So up next, after the CKXU compilation, you're going to hear something from a group out of Ottawa called Bonnie Dune. They have an album that came out last year. I haven't checked it out until recently. It's called Dooner Nooner. You can hear a track called Now or Neverish, and it's a post-punk four-piece, and they're also featured on the Bruised Tongue record label. Really great label, putting out some really cool garage stuff across Canada, and a few American artists, but I do believe Bruised Tongue is Ottawa-based. Anyways, they've been kind of inactive in a while. They haven't put out anything out since like 2014, so I'm not sure exactly what's happening with Bruised Tongue. But anyways, if you want to check this band out, check them out at bonniedune.bandcamp.com. We'll just hear these two artists, and then we'll get back to some more music right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from the CKXU compilation called More Than Radio.
Thank you.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. And what you had just heard was something out of Eastern Canada, something from Ottawa, Ontario. That was Bonnie Doon with a track called Now or Neverish, taken from the Nooner album. And prior to that, you heard something from the CKXU compilation, simply called More Than Radio. You heard something from the Postnamers, a track called Vows. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight. And we've got a pretty wide variety of stuff. This time we'll move a little bit away from what you've been hearing in the past little while. And we'll get into a little bit of more ambient and more quieter stuff for the rest of the program. Anyways, it's with great sadness that I mention, or that I announced that the passing, of Johan Johansson this week. He passed away on February 9th. And if you're not familiar, Johan Johansson is the film composer from Reykjavik, and is known for a lot of soundtracks that have won numerous awards. He's been on some of the Denis Villeneuve movies. And he has put out some stuff out on the 4AD record label, some of his own work. And I actually started listening to him some way back in 2006. I hadn't actually heard of him, but when I first became a music director, I got a lot of new CDs. And one of the ones that we got was the IBM 1401 User's Manual that came out on the 480 record label. So that was kind of my introduction to him. And then started exploring more of his catalog, and then just hearing some of his incredible music on some really, really great movies. So I decided to play a couple tracks from some of my most memorable movies of him. Most recently is the Sicario soundtrack, movie done by Denis Villeneuve. And this one came out in 2015. You can hear a track off of it, something called The Beast. And if you've seen the movie, this is the track where they're starting to go towards Juarez. And it just has an absolutely punishing and really just really, really deep and foreboding sounds that really add to the elements of heading to Juarez, I guess. So you're going to hear the track called The Beast, and then after that you can hear something from the 2013 movie called Prisoners. So you'll hear a piece from that as well right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Johan Johansson, and this track is called The Beast.
CITR Radio 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine present The Science of Making Great Radio Workshop with the CBC's Margaret Gallagher. If you want to learn more about making radio documentaries, how to collect good audio, or just how to make your pieces pop on the radio, come out Monday, March 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. in room 2514 in the AMS Nest. The workshop is free and open to the public, but space is limited, so email volunteer at citr.ca to reserve a spot.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists. Me.
The Greatest Gate from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was a couple tracks from the late, great Johan Johansson. The most recent track was a piece called Through Falling Snow, taken from the 2013 movie called Prisoners. And before that, you heard something from the Sicario soundtrack that came out in 2015. That was a track or a piece called The Beast. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. So we wouldn't be I'd be out of place if I weren't playing some something from Constellation Records, an all-time favorite record label, one of my favorites in Canada. But anyways, I always play a lot of their music because obviously it's pretty fitting for the show title. But you're gonna hear something from Jessica Moss, and she's one of the artists of Silver Mount Zion. And she has a solo album out called Pools of Light, and I played this a few times, and it's made up of two pieces that are kind of broken off into different movements. But you're going to hear a track off of it, something called, I think, Glaciers 2 is the name of the track. Glaciers 2 Part 1 is what you're going to hear. And Jessica Moss is going to be playing here in Vancouver this Sunday. She's going to be at the Cobalt along with V. Vecker. And perhaps you caught her when she played back in 2015. I was at the show, and it was the Jerusalem in My Heart show at the Media Club, and she played there along with Language Arts, and I think it was in October 2015. So that was when she was opening, and this is a headlining show. So hopefully we'll see you. We'll see you out at the show, maybe. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Anyways, you're going to hear this track from Jessica Moss, and then we'll get to some more music after that, because this one's a little bit more of a long-form piece. So we'll just hear this track, and I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Jessica Moss. Thank you. And that was something from Jessica Moss, a track off the Pools of Light album. You heard something called Glaciers 2, Part 1. And Jessica Moss is going to be playing here in Vancouver this Sunday at the Cobalt. And she's also part of the Silver Mount Zion group and has recently put out an album out on Constellation Records. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, you can hear something from Coil's Time Machine album, or Time Machines, I should say, that came out in 1998. And if you're not familiar, Coil is the highly influential industrial group that existed, I think, since probably late in the 1980s, in the early 80s. And they're pretty influential on the industrial scene, and they're really influential, I guess, to a lot of the industrial music that you hear nowadays. And if you're not familiar, Coil is mainly made up of a duo of John Balance and Peter Christofferson, and they went from some real heavy industrial early sounds to some kind of ambient music and droney stuff towards the end, which is what you're going to kind of hear in this album that came out in 1998. And this is kind of a, I guess, maybe sort of a lost album, or in some ways, but... because it was named under Time Machines. It was under an alias, but it was basically known as Coil. But anyways, it's a four-track piece, and you can hear the third track that's it's just a chemistry name. It's called Methoxy Dimethyltryptamine. It's about a 10-minute piece, and the reason why I'm playing it is Drew McDowell, one of the associated members of, or longtime member of Coil, is going to be here in Vancouver on Saturday, tomorrow night, at the, I'm not sure the name of the venue, Deep Blue Studios. It's at 255 East 2nd Avenue. And once again, he's going to be presenting Coil's Time Machines. As you know, Coil one of their members had passed away in 2004, John Balance. And they've had a few posthumous releases since 2004, and yeah. So, anyways, Coil's one of our early electronic artists that I started to check out. I actually started listening to them in probably like grade 10 after starting hearing about them on the Nothing record label. And so, in my early internet connection days, we'd always be browsing Coil's discography and trying to find stuff way back in the day. And actually, I remember recall ordering a CD from HMV, and it ended up taking like 2 months to get here, and it ended up being like almost $40, but it was super cool because I had my own Coil CD. So anyways, I do believe the show is sold out, but there's going to be a few tickets at the door, so maybe you can get some if you get there early. So anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here. This is something from Coil's 1998 album called Time Machines. This track is piece 3 of the movement. I'm just going to play this track, and then we'll see what we get to right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Coil. Thank you.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Playing your favorite songs for 13 years. The morning what? The morning after whatever you did last night. Live music, local talents, and music you won't hear anywhere else. The Morning After Show, every Tuesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Back. Sorry, I had a frog in my throat. What you just heard was something from Coil's Time Machine album, and you heard a track off of it. Something called methoxydimethyltryptamine. Track number 3 is what you heard, and once again, you can check out that piece done by, or presented by Drew McDowell tomorrow night here in Vancouver at the Deep Blue Studios starting at 8 p.m. And once again, that's Drew McDowell presenting the music of Coil. Time Machines was an album that came out in 1998. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And we're going to keep going with some more music that's influenced by the work or involved with the work of Coil. And you can hear an artist named COH, which is the work of a guy named Ivan Pavlov. Is a Russian-based musician who makes some very dark, industrial, and kind of spliced together, glitchy type music. He's got an album that came out in, I think, it was released in 2015, but it's featuring, it was put out on the Editions Mego record label, and you can hear a track off of it. It's something called Cogs, and that's C-O-H-G-S. And you can hear a track off of it called Love's Septic Domain. And this features John Balance of Coil, who had passed away in 2004, as well as a fellow named Louise Weasel. And I do believe that, well, this is obviously a reference to the Coil's album called Love's Secret Domain, early piece that came out in 1991. So it's featuring, it must be some older samples that were, must have been remixed by Co. Once again, that's Co, and it's out on the Editions Mego record label. This track is called Love's Septic Domain.
Very well. time to kill. I sit and stare at my long, long fingers. 10 inches is a monstrous size. It doesn't do to glamorize. There are rules and there are regulations.
Back, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host P-Bone, and what you just heard was something from the Kogues album by Co, that's C-O-H, and you heard the track called Love's Septic Domain, featuring John Balance of Coil, as well as an artist named Louise Weasel. And this album was recently put out on the Editions Migo record label, a really great label. It's also home to a lot of other cool ambient artists, such as Emerald, as well as Daniel Mensch, Containers, and all kinds of really cool stuff. Check them out at editionsmigo.com. And this album actually features a few contemporary artists on it. It also features Sleazy Christofferson, and he's also a contemporary artist, or also a member of Coil. Anyways, before that you heard, actually no, that was all you heard. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little kind of rambly right here as I try to end off this show. So stay tuned on CHR for more great programming with the Medicine Show coming up at 11. And I'll be back next week with some more great music. And always head to CITR.ca and you can check out podcasts and playlists and any tracks that you may have missed me saying. And so keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. I'm going to leave you this evening with something from the Fantastic Lies record label. You're going to hear something from S. English and a new release that came out last week. Something simply called Eris. You'll hear a track called 11th Night. And that'll take you till about 11 p.m. tonight. So anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is 11th Night by S. English.